In Mississippi today, a former sheriff's deputy and alleged Ku Klux Klansman was arraigned on federal kidnapping charges. The case stems from the murder of two black hitchhikers in 1964. Their bodies were found in the Mississippi River, shackled to an engine block. It's the latest in a series of charges involving racially motivated killings from the civil rights era. The suspect, 71-year-old James Seal, pleaded not guilty. From Jackson, Mississippi, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The summer of 1964 was called the Freedom Summer, and young black and white civil rights activists from around the country poured into the South to register blacks to vote. Tension coursed through the white community, and according to the FBI, in the Mississippi Klan, there were rumors that black Muslims were about to begin an armed revolt. Two African-American 19-year-olds, Henry D. and Charles Moore, were hitchhiking on a rural road when they were spotted by the Klan. And according to the FBI, the young men were promptly judged to be black Muslims. They were not. And the two were ordered into a car and taken deep into the Homochito National Forest. There they were tied to trees, and while James Seal held a sawed-off shotgun on them, they were whipped into unconsciousness. In Washington today, FBI Director Robert Mueller described what happened next.
Henry D. and Charlie Moore, both age 19, both African-American, were kidnapped by members of the Ku Klux Klan and beaten. And then, while still alive, their bodies were tied with weights, pushed into a river, and they were left to drown. These tragic murders are straight from among the darkest page of our country's history. And while sadly we cannot right the wrongs of the past, we can pursue justice to the end.
In November of 1964, James Seal, the son of a chapter leader of the White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, and another man, Charles Edwards, were arrested for Moore and Dee's murder. Edwards reportedly confessed that he and Seal and other Klansmen had kidnapped and beaten the young black men in the woods. Edwards is expected to testify for the federal government. But at the time, the FBI was focused on the nationally famous case of the missing civil rights activists Andrew Goodman, James Chaney, and Michael Schwerner. Goodman and Schwerner were young whites from New York. So the feds turned the Moore and Dee murder case over to the local authorities, who quickly dropped all the charges. And there the matter might have stood, except for Charles Moore's brother, Thomas Moore, and a Canadian journalist named David Ridgen. Ridgen had become interested in the case while doing research for another Mississippi story. After months of searching, Ridgen found Thomas Moore in Colorado, and together they returned to Mississippi. Moore believed his brother's killers had died, but when they stopped for gas, Moore was shocked to hear one of the locals tell him that James Seal was very much alive, living in a mobile home. When they showed up, Seal was standing outside. He bolted for his trailer and shut the door, but his years of hiding were over. Moore said today that the federal indictment has lifted a 42-year-old burden from his shoulders.
It's the beginning of a closure for me. Nobody wants this kind of stuff to happen to their family member, because you just feel that if I had been there, I could have did something.
James Seal is being held in the Madison County Jail, awaiting a bond hearing next week. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.